Hare Krishna. The heart is a nursery, not a factory. A factory is where things are mass produced. A nursery is a place where things are grown individually, naturally, and with a specific attention to each plant that is grown. A factory is used to produce unconscious things, whereas a nursery is for growing conscious things, plants which have consciousness. In fact, even in the place where children grow, that is also sometimes called as a nursery. The point is that the heart is a place where our consciousness resides, and the consciousness is not just an object that can be manipulated, mass replicated, or it can be produced or processed like things are processed in a factory. It has to be the emotion in the heart has to be nurtured carefully. The growth of our consciousness, the development of our heart is something which is a gradual, natural, personal process. And this applies for any... Now, the heart's primary emotion is usually love. And love centers on relationship with someone. So, we love someone. And that's why the relationships that we develop, that we grow with others, they don't grow overnight. They take time. They grow gradually. And we cannot hasten the process by artificial means. It's a nursery. Things will grow at its own pace. So Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita at various places about how we need to let things grow naturally. Nahi jnanena sadrusham pavitramiha vidyate tat swayam yoga samsiddha kalena atmani vindati. In 4.38 in the Bhagavad Gita, he says that there is nothing as pure as transcendental knowledge. Nahi jnanena sadrusham. That as much as knowledge is pure, there is nothing as pure. Pavitramiha vidyate. There is nothing as pure as this. Tat swayam yoga samsiddha. Tat swayam yoga samsiddha. Tat swayam yoga samsiddha. That once one becomes full in yoga, then one can relish it. Once one becomes mature in yoga, one can relish it. Kalen atmani vindati. Kalena. In due course of time, atmani vindati. One relishes this within. So the word kalena is important over here. We need to give individual personal attention to the growth of our bhakti in our heart. And we can't expect bhakti to grow overnight as if it were simply some thing which we could process and which we could make grow. No, it will grow gradually at its own pace, and we need to understand that, accept that, and move onwards. So the more we recognize this nature of bhakti, and the more we focus on not expecting our consciousness to respond like a manufactured or processed object. It's not that we start chanting Hare Krishna, we start studying the Bhagavad Gita, and immediately the consciousness is transformed. It will take time. Some changes will be dramatic, some changes will be subtle, but the changes are happening. Just as those who are gardening, it's not that every day they take a tape and they measure how much is the plant grown. No, they keep watering and it will grow gradually. So similarly, if we keep practicing bhakti without unrealistic expectations of overnight transformation, if we keep steadily practicing bhakti, in due course of time, there will be growth. Our attraction towards Krishna will increase, it will become stronger, sweeter, and gradually will rise above material consciousness and attain Krishna in our heart and ultimately in His abode. Thank you. Hare Krishna.